John Brennan has been sworn in as the director of the CIA. The White House says Vice President Joe Biden swore him in during a private ceremony in the Roosevelt Room this morning. He won confirmation yesterday after a contentious Senate debate on the use of armed drones against terror suspects. The funeral for Venezuela President Hugo Chavez is underway. He died earlier this week after a battle with cancer. Over 30 heads of government are attending today's funeral, including Cuban President Raul Castro. South Korea's new president says he won't tolerate North Korea's threats. Pyongyang says it's calling off a non-aggression pact with its neighbor. Jason Strother has more from Seoul, South Korea.
Park Geun-hye hasn't been president for even 2 weeks, and already her hands are full with North Korea. This week, Pyongyang has threatened to cut off a military hotline, attack its enemies with nuclear weapons, and end the Korean War ceasefire agreement. The provocations came as the United Nations imposed new sanctions on the North. They are meant to punish the regime for its February nuclear test. President Park calls the security situation on the peninsula grave, but says she still holds out hope that relations can improve. For NPR News, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.